Well, it's not a complete reset, but it certainly sets us back. If the tax bill that was in the Senate had passed, it likely would have passed the House. The governor undoubtedly would have vetoed it, and I'm pretty confident if we pass another tax bill and we need to do an override, that will occur.
So they're only going to get, but the tax bills are going to get smaller from here. Is that your prediction? Because this one seemed to raise enough to cover the $900 million projected deficit with a little bit left over.
The dynamics in both the House and Senate are so different this year from what they've been the past 4 years. I think it's very difficult to predict with any certainty what the outcome will be. It could well look very much like the bill yesterday.
Well, and I don't want to get too far into the political weeds, Sam, but I think the conservatives who are hoping in to regain the strength they lost in the last election would like to see as many tax votes as possible, because they're not going to vote for any of them. They're going to postcard all of them. It does seem too that the Democrats, you know, two of the nine Senate Democrats voted in favor of the tax bill, seven voted against it, saying they're just not sure that it did contain enough money for schools. Strategically, I think I heard you say that you think that they overplayed their hand on that vote?
I think so a bit, and I have a concern with that and their position at this point. The Democrats could very well sit back and do nothing and require essentially that there be a Republican solution. Well, clearly, if there is exclusively a Republican solution, it's going to be veering far more to the right and be less overall, in my mind, less satisfactory in meeting needs. For them, then, the Republicans didn't fix it. Republicans can't govern. I would suggest, rather, that, you know, the coalition building that's been ongoing through this session between moderate Republicans, Democrats, and on the other side, on the right issues, with more conservative Republicans, that's a healthy environment, but to kind of overplay the hand and suggest that we're going to roll back entirely the 2012 tax plan and restore everything as it was, that's not achievable.
How much damage did the vote in the Senate do to this emerging coalition that everybody's been kind of looking at since the beginning of the session? What I'm speaking about there is the moderate Republican/Democratic coalition, the quote-unquote governing coalition on these tax issues. Did that take a hit?
Well, I think so. I mean, sure, now you have unreliable partners. There's no reason not to vote for that bill. Not really. Not if you're really serious about getting an 80-yard gain. You know, to put it in football terms, we had an 80-yard plan there. There still would have been some work to do, no doubt, either on the budget or tax side. And rather than take that you can get, they left it on the table, and I think that's unfortunate. So now the moderates have a choice. Do we continue to try to find what's the sweet spot that we can go with Democrats, or do we go over more to the conservative side and say, well, okay, what's your idea? Let's hear that.
All right. I want to just one more football metaphor. So you thought that you were in the red zone before, ready to score, ready to take this across the goal line. So if you were on the 20-yard line before, where are you now?
Wow, that's great. I don't know that we're at midfield now. I think we got set back quite a ways yesterday.
Do you think that the leadership, certainly Speaker Reichman and President Weigel, are out of touch with their bodies? Do you think that they are more conservative?
I think it's more complicated in the Senate because the Senate president has announced her intent to run for Congress. But I can say that with Ron, the issues come up, they go across the floor, we have the debate, and I think that creates a much healthier environment when people don't feel as if they have been stifled. But I think we're rapidly reaching a point where the speaker will have to assert himself in a thoughtful but perhaps more firm way than he has to move some votes in a direction that we can achieve some level of compromise and pass a tax bill. We don't get out of here until we have a tax bill, a budget bill, and an education bill. And those are big, hard things to get done.